This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Confusing is only one word to describe prescription drug coverage for seniors under Medicare. Mystifying, complicated, and intimidating are some others. The College of Pharmacy at the University of Louisiana at Monroe is again offering help this fall at the Ouachita Council on Aging. Dr. Michelle Zagger joins me to explain how the program has expanded from last year and how it can help seniors get the best coverage. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the benefit to the community and the advantages to having the pharmacy school being able to do Medicare prescription counseling for seniors in our community.
We found that it's very important for seniors to reevaluate their Medicare drug plan needs every year because the plans change their coverage structure so much. There are many medications that may be covered by a plan in 1 year, and the following year, the plan will drop coverage of those medications. And the beneficiary will not have necessarily prior knowledge of which drugs they take that are being dropped by the company. There are very few organizations and places that people can go in order to get information on which plan is best for me. Most people like to discuss it with someone. And while pharmacists are very involved in the Medicare Part D dispensing of medications and filing of claims, there's very little time in a busy community pharmacy to sit down with an individual one-on-one because it takes a good half hour to sometimes an entire hour to evaluate the needs of a person. And so the Council on Aging is the ideal place for us and our students to get together with individuals and have the time to talk about all of the details that are necessary to make an informed decision.
When you look at the choices and the options, it can be very easily confusing.
It's extremely confusing. There are 30 plans to select from in a given area. The details of the plans are so varied. Some have cheap premiums, some have very expensive premiums, some have deductibles of $325. Some have no deductible. Some have deductible somewhere in between. Not every plan covers every drug. And so deciding which plan is the best plan can be, quite cumbersome.
So last year was a chance for seniors to be able to come to the Ouachita Council on Aging and get help from your office and working closely with students who are preparing to be pharmacists.
In our new curriculum, the students now have training in their required courses on the Medicare Part D program because we implemented a new curriculum about 3 years ago. Right. And in the new curriculum, the students have 6 hours of training in the classroom and then 3 hours of application in the laboratory. So in that application phase, we had the students last year collect the information that I obtained at the Council on Aging and enter it into the Medicare website and do some of the preliminary investigation into whether or not the beneficiary needed to consider a reevaluation at all. And then I took it from there and did the actual counseling with the beneficiaries one-on-one alone at the Council on Aging.
And some of the choices, some of the changes made were pretty, I call them surprising, because you helped people save a lot of money.
Exactly. Last year, of all of the individuals that requested help, 47 beneficiaries switched plans for a total savings of just over $32,000. And what we're seeing this year is that the numbers are going to be even bigger.
Well, let's talk about this year, because this year, student pharmacists are even more closely involved in the process.
Correct. The students that assisted with the application exercise as part of a course last year are now out on their advanced practice experiences. And at this point, they're student pharmacists. They're just a few months short of graduation. They'll be pharmacists before the summer is over. The students out on those practice experiences, some of them are assigned to the Council on Aging for a 6-week rotation block. And so their entire course is helping with Medicare Part D enrollment. So this year, the two students that I have are gathering the information from the forms that we ask beneficiaries to pick up at the Council on Aging and complete with all of the information from their Medicare enrollment card and their list of medications. The students will enter that information prior to the participant actually coming to the Council on Aging for a counseling session. Having them there at the Council on Aging with their entire course devoted to it allows their undivided attention as far as entering the information, and that way we can see more people. The counseling started on October 15th, and will run through December 7th. So there's an information form that can be picked up at the front desk at the Ouachita Council on Aging. That's at 2407 Foran Street. Return the completed form. When we get the form back, we'll call to schedule an appointment. It usually takes about a half hour, in some cases up to an hour per person, but we'll gauge that based on the how extensive the person's drug list is. We'll get all the information entered before the person comes, so the background work is done. And, you know, in some cases, we may be able to call someone back and say, there's no need for an appointment. The plan that you were on last year is still the best plan, but that's not happening quite as much this year as we saw last year. And if necessary, we'll schedule an appointment and have them come in and talk one-on-one about the various options that are available and what might be a best move for them to make.
And you mentioned that already this year, some of the numbers are maybe even bigger than they were last year, as far as switches and savings.
Exactly. We're only 2 weeks into the enrollment period this year, and we've already had 19 people switch plans, and the savings for those 19 people has already amounted to $22,800, with the largest individual savings I've ever seen, with one individual saving $7,800 alone, because three of the medications that person took last year are not covered at all by their plan this year, so they would have paid full price for the drugs the entire year had they not considered switching plans.
What does that mean for your students who are about to be pharmacists to be able to really see having those effects in their last few months of school?
I think it's really beneficial to them because, you know, in class, they learn all about the drug information and they learn about factors that influence the lives of individuals and of specific populations like older adults. But once they have an opportunity to sit one-on-one with the older adult and talk to them, you know, many times they'll see the look of surprise in their eyes when the person finds out, my gosh, how much money I'm saving. They get some of the emotional impact for especially people who are on fixed incomes. And so, you know, sometimes the students will see tears in the eyes of the people that they're helping. And, you know, they don't get that in the classroom. One, it teaches them how to handle that kind of situation. But it, you know, it really brings the profession of pharmacy back to, you know, this is a serving profession. This is a helping profession. I really think that's the largest part of the benefit to them.
I think it's powerful, the kind of impact that the pharmacy school can have on people's lives that way. Let's go over one more time. You can pick up forms at the Council on Aging.
At the Ouachita Council on Aging, 2407 Foran Street. The enrollment period ends on December 7th, so we would advise people who want assistance to come as soon as possible to pick up a form, because although we will try to help as many individuals as possible, we're already booking appointments into the third week of November, so I can't necessarily guarantee that we'll have appointments available on December 7th for people who come on December 7th.
Dr. Michelle Zager is a clinical associate professor and certified geriatric pharmacist in the pharmacy school at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Zager, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.